This is the Andrew Walsh Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen. I really appreciate it. I'm praying you can take away something from this episode that brings value to your life. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast to stay up to date with the latest episodes. And please share with a friend if you feel you're getting something out of these episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at @A_Walsh. Let's fire it off.
What's going on, guys? Andrew Walsh Podcast. I have a legend in front of us today, and this is a rare opportunity because normally we talk about having a dream life. Rarely do we get to talk about somebody who's living it. So we have Ramaz Ibrahim here. What's going on, man? How are we doing?
Walshy, how are you doing, man? I'm doing well. That's it's quite a nice intro you got for me. I appreciate it. I don't know if it's up to that expectation, but we're trying, man.
Well, I thank you for being here. And I know Ramaz and I were joking before we got on because it was pretty dark over there. He's East Coast. He's in New York. It's already 5 o'clock over there. And he's like, it's getting dark, man. It's getting dark quick.
Yeah. 5 o'clock. And it's like, I can already see the Chrysler Building and the Empire State all lit up. And there's literally no backdrop. It's just black. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know today's going to be a ton of value, and we're going to be talking about your Amazon business, leaving your full-time job, what your day-to-day looks like, how you're finding products on Amazon. But before we get started, I'm just going to do a quick prayer, and then we're going to just dive right into it.
Sounds good, man.
So Father God, we just thank you for this beautiful day that you have blessed us with. There's so much to be thankful and grateful for, God, that you have going on in our life. And I'm thankful for this gentleman who's across the screen from me in New York City that we can even be doing a meeting like this. I know, God, you're going to speak through him. You're going to speak through me. And someone somewhere is going to listen to this, take value from it. And ultimately, God, hopefully come to know and love you more. We thank you for this opportunity and bless this podcast episode and everyone who's listening today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do it, babe. All right, Thomas. Let's get real, man. So for those of you who don't know, we went to college together. We went to Cal Poly SLO. This guy was always ball of energy, whether he was creating music, DJing, and you have a great job out of Cal Poly. You're working for Adobe, right? A lot of people would really love this job. You're killing it too. Take us to this point in your life. You're at Adobe. What was burning in you to say, hey, is there something more? And what got you into what you're doing now?
Yeah, for sure, man. So just to take a step back, because I think what got me to Adobe is actually very important too. And we got a little bit of experience together from that. Remember the MindBody days? There was that bit yes. where our paths combined. But before that, man, like I initially went to Cal Poly where we met to study kinesiology, right? Which is mm-hmm. what you also studied. My goal was to get my PhD in physical therapy. So I was all about medicine, science, all that kind of stuff. I thought I was going to do that. And then after working at a clinic and a PT clinic to try to get the hours to go to PT school, I kind of had a realization of like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I want to do this the rest of my life. I freaked out because imagine you go to school for this many years and you have this set in your mind. You're about to go 3 more years in the PT school and pay $100K to do that. And then at that moment, you're like, I don't want to do this. So I kind of had like this feeling that my heart just dropped. And I was like, it's kind of almost was like aching, man. I was freaking out about it. And then one day I got approached by Duffy. Remember Duffy? And he said, yo, man, you want to take my spot at MindBody, which was the software company we worked at, scheduling software and all that. And I took that job and it took me to a different route, which was sales. And I was able to work there before I graduated, right before I was a senior. And I was able to be the top rep, after you left, of course, for I think 10 months in a row. And so with having those credentials, Adobe came to the career fair and I pretty much showed them my resume and they pretty much hired me on the spot and said, here's $10,000. You need to move to San Francisco. Figure it out, but that's going to be your new life. And so I came to Adobe with this program called the Adobe Sales Academy, which is a program to where they pick and pull all the top sales potential from all the colleges in the United States. They stuff them in a room together. It's about like 30 or 40 of us. And it's pretty much just like you know, going at each other's throats, trying to like compete with each other to become like an enterprise account executive. And so that was about a 3-year run, 4-year run of just, you know, from the bottom of the barrel, cold calling these, you know, enterprise execs, trying to schedule meetings, to then, you know, year 2, year 3, finally becoming an enterprise sales rep, doing very well at Adobe, thinking that that was going to be my life trajectory, that was going to be my career. Because, you know, that's like you said, it's this amazing job, right? You think about, oh my God, enterprise sales rep at one of the top tech companies. It is a great job. At least that's what I thought that would be the perfect thing to do in my life. Until I kind of realized that nothing is going to be the best thing you could do in your life until you have complete control over what you are doing and you have complete control over your dreams and ambitions, right? And your time. That was the number one thing I realized after 3 years, because what made me realize that was that I was seeing these guys that were 30 years older than me, that were my peers, 40, 50, 60 years old guys, been doing the same thing, enterprise reps at Salesforce, Google, Adobe, wherever it was, doesn't matter. But no matter what, they always had a manager that was always digging down their throats, trying to hit their quota. Once they did hit their quota, they've celebrated for one weekend at sales kickoff, and then they go back in the grind again. And it's just a meat churner. Every single year, okay, time to hit the quota. Raising quota because you hit your quota. And it's just like these guys did not look happy and content. And so,
bro, I'm going to step in real fast because.
All right. Yeah. I'm talking a lot. You please.
No, no, no. I want to, because for everyone who's listening, you brought up a great teaching moment. And you and I talked about this the first time we got on here. You already noticed at Adobe, these guys who are 20, 30 years older in that role, right? That you are striving for. So anybody who's listening today, because Ramez and I have both had that moment where we get to the career we wanted and we're like, whoa, maybe this isn't what I wanted. If you're in a spot and you're like, I don't know if I am, look at someone in your position, 20 years older than you, who's in your field, and look at their life. Like, are they out of shape? Do they have a divorce? Is their marriage good? Are they traveling all the time? Do they always look stressed? Is that the trajectory you want for your life? Ask yourself that question. Sorry to interrupt, Ramez. Keep going, because that was a crucial moment.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's 100% spot on. I totally recommend that. Don't just look at LinkedIn's. Don't just look at how well they progress in their careers. There's way more behind a nice LinkedIn picture. And I figured that out. Don't get me wrong. It was a good job. And for someone who's content with that lifestyle, do it. Have fun with it. But behind the scenes this whole time, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was helping my parents pay my way through college. This was the introduction of my e-commerce world. I used to import goods, pretty much knockoff cell phones and Beat by Dre headphones, and I would sell them on Craigslist. And so it was my introduction to like importing and exporting. I knew it wasn't right, but I had to do what I had to do to pay through college because my parents couldn't afford everything, right? So I had to help them. Yeah. And so I did it because I was like, I'm not going to, obviously, I know this is not right, but I have to do it. And I knew it wasn't going to be something I could do long term. It did make me a good amount of money. I would import these like knockoff Samsung phones and Beat by Dre's that worked really well, but they weren't made by the manufacturer, right? And the actual manufacturer. So I would import it and sell it on Craigslist. And I would drive from SLO to San Jose every single weekend. I don't know if you ever knew this, but I would do an early morning run. It would take me like 4 hours to drive there, 4 hours to drive back, sell some phones off because there's no market in SLO to do it. And I had to do it in the Bay Area. And I was helping pay my way through school. But then I realized once I was starting to get kind of closer to graduating, I was like, I can't keep doing this, man. This is sketchy. And I was running into some problems with law at that time. It was just bad, man. It was, I almost didn't graduate because of it. And so I was able to get out of that and get this legitimate job, quit doing that, but I had to do what I had to do to get there. Right. Because if I didn't do that, I wouldn't have been able to pay my way through college. And so now I'm trying to, you know, give back to, you know, how I learned from it. So that, again, that taught me how to import and kind of e-commerce, right. Importing from China, from all the Chinese manufacturers. So then I was like, all right, well, since that was illegitimate, how can I do this legitimately, right? And so that's when I got turned on to Amazon FBA. And Amazon FBA, you're familiar with the business model, but probably maybe a lot of your listeners don't. But, you know, to sell on Amazon, anyone can really do it. Usually when you're buying on Amazon, it's from like big factories, big corporations like Nike, or it's Amazon's own brands like Amazon Basics. And then the rest of the market, 60% of the other people that are selling on market on Amazon, the biggest freaking company known to man right now, right, are people like me, third-party sellers.
Yeah.
And so I was able to watch. So a value nugget right here, if anyone's trying to learn and try to get into learning about Amazon, I first watched the Jungle Scout $1 million case study. And what Jungle Scout is it's a software that provides people like me data to be able to identify products on Amazon that are good to try to like come in there and sell for. So when do I say that? I mean, like, how do I say that is the software will give you, this product is making $20,000 a month. It has low reviews and the reviews are bad. So why is it making that much money and the reviews are bad? That means I can look in there, see what's something I can capitalize on, reach back out to Alibaba, who I used to import for with the phones, which I'm familiar with, and say, hey, I see that there's a pet toy that is not working functionally correctly. It's still selling really well, but I need you to make it better based on this. I give that requirement to the factories in China. They make my product, give me some samples. I have them compete against each other, different factories in China for my business. Once I'm able to negotiate a good price at a minimum order quantity of 2,000 units, whatever it may be, I have them ship to Amazon fulfillment centers in the United States. And the Amazon fulfillment centers in the United States will ship out the inventory to Amazon customers without me doing anything. It's all just back-end being done, storage, shipping, logistics. It's called Fulfillment by Amazon, Amazon FBA. It means they're doing all that stuff for you. The only time you really see a product is when you get samples for it. And so it's an extremely passive income style lifestyle. So I just came back, for example, from Croatia for a month trip, and it was one of my best months ever. And now to me, you know, going off, screwing off in Croatia, I spent around 20 minutes a day on my business, making sure everything was good. But in the back end, Amazon just running it all for me. And I think I did like $75,000 in sales that month. And that's just in for, you know, while I was gone, right? You know, so there's a lot to be able to learn from this. I can give you, I don't know, after this or on right now, I can tell you guys more resources on where to learn if you guys are interested on Amazon. It's just plenty of free material. All I learned for free, like the whole time when I first started, it's all free. So I can give you those resources now. I don't know if you have like a thing after people can click into, but whatever helps.
Yeah, no, I think that first nugget, what was the name of the company?
There's a couple. There's main one is Jungle Scout. It's one software. The one I actually recommend now since I've advanced is Helium 10. And Helium 10 provides two great series of videos that show guys starting from A to Z. Someone just like anyone watching this has no idea what the hell I'm talking about to listing a product on Amazon and actually selling it. Every little step between A to Z, they show you how to do it. And it's all for free.
It's a course that you can buy and take on your own time?
It's not a course. It's just free freaking videos on YouTube. So it's called Helium 10 Project X. That's one of the videos. And then the other one is Helium 10 Freedom Ticket. The Freedom Ticket one is a series of videos that usually you're supposed to buy. I think it's a $1,000 course. But someone uploaded them on YouTube for free. And so they're in the same format as you get in the course. And so watch it before it gets taken down because that shit's up there.
Freedom Ticket, Helium Freedom Ticket.
Helium 10 Freedom Ticket, Helium 10 Project X. Both those will keep you busy for weeks, but it's awesome information. It'll fire you up.
Ramaz, I told you when we got on this today, I was like, this is going to be such a good episode because right now I'm looking at, hey, what's going on right now? COVID, another shutdown, kids are home, people are working from home. People's businesses right now may be slowing down. Maybe you've been furloughed. Maybe you've been let go. Why not take advantage of this time? Listen to Ramaz. Reach out to Ramaz. I'll post him on Instagram. We'll be on YouTube, right? Because you are truly someone who had a full-time job, great paying, left it, and now you're giving away all these nuggets. Because I'm sure, I know for sure, me and my wife will be sitting on the couch. We're looking on Amazon. And we're like, oh, we want to get this. And then we look and we see terrible reviews, right? Okay, instead of me just, okay, we're not going to get that product. What if I kept in my notes and I wrote down that that product is selling, but it has terrible reviews, and I take a course like what Ramez is suggesting, now I can find a way to make money off something I'm already spending my time on. Is that crazy? Or
No. I mean, it'll change your whole perception of going on Amazon. You'll never go on Amazon the same again. As a consumer, you look at Amazon one way. As someone who sells on Amazon, you realize how much of all that stuff is just BS, right? A lot of these reviews are manipulated. You'll have tools on how to identify if those reviews are fake. I mean, there's so many cool things you learn from this. And it's not just about selling on Amazon. You're starting an actual business. It's not just like, I'm selling a couple products on Amazon. Like, I have my own trademark. I have my own S-Corp set up. I have all this stuff that is just what a legitimate business would do, except you're not worried about a storefront, a brick and mortar storefront, to where it can get shut down because of COVID or any of that.
Yeah.
Amazon's having the best months it's ever had. The best Q3, I believe, that's ever had, obviously because of COVID. It's unfortunate. I mean, this thing sucks. Don't get me wrong. I hate it. But it means that people need to adapt. And one way to adapt is by doing online business. And yeah. So
you just said something really important too, because, you know, a lot of people will talk to me about like an S corp or a side hustle. Like, I don't know what I'm good at. What could I sell? Like for me, I have a fitness business. That's an S corp. But what a lot of people don't realize is what an S corp does for your taxable income. And giving you my favorite word, if Carlton's listening, is write-offs, tax write-offs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because for example, Ramez with his new company, with his S corp, could go out and probably get a Tesla if he wanted. And that's a work vehicle to take him to and from business meetings and write off that Tesla lease every single month. He could then take friends, if they were allowed to dine out, to dinner, pay for it, complete write-off, because he was talking about his Amazon business, right? So Now you look at everything you're spending, how can I make this a write-off? Sure, a trip to Croatia, marketing out there, testing out product, that's now a tax write-off, right? So Ramez, I do want to dive into these products, and I know you have some really good notes on your new Instagram page too, that says like that people need to go and start following. But I want to go to this really crucial point, because somebody's probably listening to this. Maybe they have a job or they're like on the fence of this. You made a decision. When you were at that point where you were at Adobe and you were doing this on the side, when did it click for you? And what do you suggest for somebody listening? Should they keep a job, do this on the side, commit all the way? Like, what do you think?
That's great. Yeah. So you got to be very careful when you go and search all this stuff I'm telling you about. There's going to be a lot of advertisement from these like guys with fucking Lambos that are selling courses saying that you can like start with a couple hundred bucks and you'll be able to just make a fortune on Amazon. Like, that's not how it goes at all. Don't believe that. If you really want to understand and, you know, be able to sell successfully on Amazon, you have to realize it's an actual business. It takes capital to be able to invest in this kind of stuff, right? So I would not, if I were thinking about it, I think, let's say I was talking to myself a couple years ago, because I'd be watching something like this. And if I could tell myself something back in that time, I would say to keep your job, right? Do Amazon on the side. That's the best thing, right? I did it. I was doing Amazon for 2 years while I was still at Adobe, teaching myself stuff, starting selling an initial product, which failed, by the way. My first business product on Amazon was a failure. I lost a couple thousand dollars. And I'm really glad I did that, because I wouldn't be here today if I didn't fail. I learned a lot from that. But I was able to, you know, get back in the groove of things while I was still at Adobe, get promotions at Adobe. And then by the time I got to the point where I relaunched a new product, I rebranded, and I was really confident. I saw reoccurring income. I was starting to launch more products. It started to become much more secure to where I can risk, you know, $10,000 on a product and getting everything listed and launched. And if I lost it, because it is a business, you could easily lose for any reason, $10,000, but I'm okay with that. And so that's the mindset you want to have. If you want to start on Amazon, you should be able to say, I have $5,000 to $10,000. If I lose it, cool. If I don't, great, I'm going to keep going. But you should be prepared for that. If you don't pull out money that you don't have trying to say like, oh, I'm going to start this on Amazon. Even though I don't really have this money, I'm just going to try to get really rich. I'm going to flip my money. It's going to be, no, don't do that. You want to have a secure income in the back end. You want to wait till you actually have maybe one or two products while you're still working your full-time job. until you start making more than your full-time job, because that's where it got for me, right? I started doing, I don't know, $20,000 to $30,000 net a month with my Amazon business, to where I was like, all right, this is more than I'm making at Adobe per month. Like, why am I still working at Adobe? Like, this is crazy. It didn't see a point for me. And that's when I pulled the trigger. But I would never do that before I got to that point, right?
Love it.
But I would also say there's going to be a point where, let's say it all does work out for you, right? You're doing well on Amazon, you still have your corporate job. But that moment for me when I was like, holy shit, I'm about to quit my full-time corporate job that like all my buddies work at and like my parents like are so proud of me that I'm here with. My manager has big plans for me and all this shit. I remember being like, man, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to tell my boss that I'm quitting? Like, I this is how it went down, dude. Like, I came back from Brazil. I was in Brazil for New Year's celebrating Copacabana Beach. It's awesome. But I came back and I was going to account planning in Austin, Texas, some business trip. And again, I told you about that, seeing these guys, future me, getting roasted by the manager or whatever. And I was sitting there and I was like, I want to just keep traveling. Like, I want to just go somewhere else. Like, why am I here right now? I could do that. Like, I'm getting paid by Amazon. I don't got to sit in this meeting. And so that's kind of, I literally left the meeting because I was so excited about what I was about to do. I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm just letting you know, like, I think I'm going to quit Adobe this week. And she's like, what? And she was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. Cause, you know, obviously I told you Amazon's doing well. And I came back from Brazil, kind of changed my perspective about like where you should be spending your time and not being stuck in something you don't want to do. And she's like, honestly, you've done very well in your life so far. And I trust your decision. So do whatever you want.
Wow, so, what a great mom.
Yeah, man. If she's not hearing this, maybe I'll send her the recording. But if she gave the okay, I was like, fuck it, I'm doing it. So I told my boss and he was shocked. And he was like, are you sure? Like, this is, you know, he didn't really know what this whole thing's about. So, you know, I did it and I haven't looked back. It's been 8 months, man. And I quit right before COVID happened. And it scared the shit out of me because my business tanked right because of COVID, right when COVID happened. So I was like, what did I just do? I just quit this secure job and my business is failing. Like, this is crazy. Like, what did I just do? And then luckily it bounced back, man. And everything's okay now. But yeah, it's been a ride, dude. It's been a trip.
Man, that is so amazing. I literally am smiling ear to ear hearing your story because it's so relatable. People for sure sat in meetings and been like, oh my gosh, I'd rather be traveling, not have anybody checking in on what I'm doing. I think I want to unpack a couple different things in here too, because I know you said you should have some capital before you get started in this. So I'm looking at this from one or two points. A, you have a job that you're at now. So Rama's suggestion, keep it. B, you don't have a job right now. Maybe you don't have capital. So this is something either level, if you're on path A or B, you can still learn, right? Would you suggest like 100%. Step one would be doing one of those courses if we're doing like a step-by-step?
Because you have no excuse. It's free. Like, there's literally no excuse. It all comes down to just sitting down, dedicating time to watching an hour a video a day. Each video is about an hour. They call it episodes. And each episode is about a different topic on about how to learn on Amazon. And it's structured for you. And so do it for free while you're grinding and waiting to get a job that's going to pay you so you can start saving. You can always progress towards that goal every single day, no matter what. For sure.
Okay. So, and just being honest, like looking back, talking to a younger Rama, it's about how much money should you expect to maybe be invested? Like, what's reasonable having seen this and done this?
Yeah, I would say around $5,000 for one product, $5,000 to $10,000, just depending, right? Because smaller, lightweight products, you can buy a whole bunch for, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars. Or if products like mine, they're a little bit higher price tag. So they're a little bit larger, whatever it may be. So I usually spend around like, I don't know, for a 2,000 unit order, around $5,000 to $10,000. And then you got to realize that you have to so if your product's selling well right off the bat, right? And you spent $6,000 just for inventory, you also have to make sure you have budget for advertising. And then you also need to make sure you have to pay for like photography, copywriting, all this stuff. Those are small fees, but the fee of, okay, wait a minute, my product's killing it. I'm ranked page one for all my top keywords on Amazon and I'm selling a lot. Okay, dope. Well, that means you need to reorder right away so you don't run out of stock. Because if you run out of stock, your product's going to lose juicing for all your top keywords and customers aren't going to be able to find you anymore. And so you're going to have to re-rank and pay all this advertisement. I'm talking a little bit like advanced now because I'm getting in the nitty gritty, but it's almost like it's starting from the beginning if you run out of stock. So that means you need to reorder right away. So that means you need another $5,000 just to be able to reorder so you don't run out of stock. So that's why I'm saying like $5,000 for the first order, $5,000 for the next order. It honestly all depends on what your product is, how cheap you're getting it for. There's a lot of variables, but based on my experience, I'd say around $5,000 to $10,000.
Boom. Okay. So that's perfect. And you literally segued me right into a next question because on our previous conversation, we talked about this because best purchase I made so far this year was getting YouTube subscription. So I get no ads, but I used to get a lot of ads, right? And exactly what you said, dude in a Lambo, I'm selling this course, bro. It's sick. My course.
Yeah.
Right.
And the dude that DMing you, man, like just that stuff you sent me, man. It's like,
yeah, like you were going back and forth. Some guy was messaging me on Instagram, like, I'll do your Amazon. And it was all BS, right? And they show you, like, I'm making this much a month. And Ramez was talking to me. He's like, exactly kind of what you're saying. You'll see, like, hey, my net was like, I made $85,000 on Amazon. But then you have all these other fees. Can you give us, like, a realistic, like, it may say you made $85,000 on Amazon for a month selling your product, but then you have to do all of your product, your inventory, your ads. What does it really look like then? And what can people really expect to make a month doing something like this?
Yeah, for sure. So on average, the average Amazon seller has around a 30% return on investment return on investment for... Here, let me try to structure. I'm trying to think of, so it's 30% of your gross sales, right? Okay. So like, let's say, for example, you sell, I don't know, $100,000 worth product gross sales. It's around like 30K, 30 to 35%. Okay. So yeah, that's about it. So let's say I did 70K in sales. I'll make net around, like I was saying, like 20 to 25% net profit. Which is awesome, right? But that's what you got to expect, which is just, if you think about it in a business sense, how much do restaurants make net profit? You know the figures for like restaurants and like other kind of brick and mortar businesses?
Personally, 6%. No.
It's around 6%. It's like they make crumbs, man. Like I don't know how restaurants, and I don't even know how they do it because their net profit after all costs are so low. But for Amazon, it's one of the highest return on investment business models you can do. And so that's why right now there's a shit ton of investors that are looking for Amazon businesses to buy out. And so I was going to tell you kind of like what one of the main things you should do when you're first starting off in Amazon and e-com is plan for what are your goals? Like right now I'm taking reoccurring revenue, right? Mm-hmm. But the way you really make money, the way you really cash out is by selling your company. And you can sell your Amazon business for around 3 to 5 times your net profit for a year. So like, for example, my business right now, I think it'll be around like, I don't know, just where it's at is 250 to 300K net profit. And so then imagine if I wanted to I'd actually met with a broker who buys e-com companies or who helps sellers or buyers buy e-com companies. He said, I can list my product right now for cash for $750,000.
Amazing.
Yeah. And that's only like three products, right? I only have like three products, right? I'm planning on growing this thing, 20, 30 products and selling way more than that. But to be able to understand, like grow up your Amazon business for 2 to 3 years and have a plan to flip it. You make all that money. You take that money, diversify it in real estate. I'll hit you up for that. Whatever, stocks, Bitcoin, you have all this money. And then you reinvest in another Amazon business for 100K this time. And you just keep the model. You keep flipping these Amazon businesses because you know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's my goal. And that's what I want to do, in the long term.
I mean, a 30K or a 30%, 30 to 35% is insane. You're not getting that in the stock market. You're not getting that on Bitcoin. Like that is absolutely insane. So, I mean, I want to ask you this then, Ramaz, if this is such a really impressive way to make money and it just takes time, discipline to take these courses, Do you see more people starting to do this? What happens if it gets overcrowded with too many people? Or is it just like the cream of the crop is going to continue to rise? Or like the future for this kind of sales role that you're in? Like, do you think it can last, or is it going to get crowded? What do you think?
That's a great question, right? You would think that, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised how many people don't know about this. Like, even still, like, that's what my goal is. I'm trying to preach the word. I'm trying to get it out there. And the reason why I'm doing that as a seller is because, to your point, no, it's not going to get saturated, because I think Amazon's product catalog, there's like 40 or 50 million products on Amazon. And Amazon is just growing significantly with more products. There's always going to be new trends, always going to be new products. It's just, I mean, I go on there, I can find products easily just because I was able to teach myself on what to do. A lot of people who like go and try to do the same old way of like how everyone else does product research, whatever it may be, well, be like, oh, it's saturated, all this kind of bullshit. It's not at all. You just got to really know how to look. And I think it's just going to keep growing, man. I think the opportunity is I think it's a gold rush, and I think we just started it, man. It's there's a lot of money to be made. You just got to be disciplined. You got to teach yourself. You got to be constantly learning. Like today, I don't consider myself an expert at all. I consider myself a total newbie, and I just want to just keep learning, man. I'm constantly taking new courses, constantly watching new videos. I'm just constantly trying to improve all the time. So no, keep anyone. Don't hesitate. Get after it.
You have literally got, I am standing right now. My knees are shaking. I don't know if it's like I'm super motivated or what, because I think this is amazing, man. And I think so much of us right now, maybe we do have some extra time. Holidays are coming up, COVID shutdowns. Why not start doing the time right now? Why not? Like, this is one of those things. It's like, why not do it now versus regretting 3 years later and being like, man, if I had disciplined myself for an hour a day to wake up earlier so that I can watch one of these videos, right? Yeah. Like, okay, if you fail, whatever, you failed, but at least you can say I tried. You failed. You, like, can you tell us, I want to, like, kind of, we've done a really great job touching the broad strokes, but, you know, mind, body, spirit, what this podcast is about. You did fail with that first product in Amazon, and I'm sure you might have been like, oh, you know, like, what do I do? Yeah. What did you do in that point, and what kept you going to actually put more money back into it? Because I'm sure you lost some money.
Yeah, I definitely did. Well, when I first launched, I was doing a baby products, baby brand. By the way, if you're going to look into baby products, be careful. You're selling into a very crazy target audience where the parents are the ones buying it, not the babies. And if there's anything fucking wrong with the product, they're coming after you, and they're coming after your Amazon listing, and they'll give you bad reviews. And so that's exactly what happened to me. I saw this opportunity on one of the software tools. I saw these stainless steel sippy cups with silicone lids. And so I liked the whole premise, because the idea was you're getting away from BPAs and plastics, and you're trying to start selling things that are better for like kids, and they're putting their mouths on it. You know, parents want to get away from the plastic sippy cups. And so I designed my own model of like a stainless steel sippy cup with like an elephant nostril as a silicone like lid, so babies can like drink out of it. And so it was pretty like smart idea. They're cute little cups. And at first I was doing really well, selling 30 units a day, and everything was good, right? It was, you know, listing was shit. My photography was horrible. My copywriting was okay. But I was able to launch, rank, and get some sales initially. But then, considering I don't have kids, I didn't really test that product with the actual target audience. I didn't test it with babies. Reviews started to come in from actual customers being like, this product is horrible. The lid keeps ripping when I try to put the thing on. My kid throws it across the room, and the cup explodes, and there's milk everywhere. And so I just started getting one star review. And I was just like, oh my God, I totally fucked up. Like, this is, I totally fucked this up. And so luckily it got to the point where I was able to sell, I think my first unit or my first batch was 1,000 units. I think by that time I started getting really bad reviews. I sold around 700 of those. And so I was left with like around 300 units, because once you start getting the one-star reviews, your sales tank. I mean, no one's going to buy from you when they see that, especially parents.
Yeah.
And so I think I lost around like $2,000 or $3,000 that first time around, but I didn't care. I was stoked because I saw this opportunity of like, fuck, I lost a couple of grand, but I learned how to sell on Amazon. I learned how to launch. I learned how to do all this stuff, and I'm going to do it again and come in hot. And so I rebranded. I said, screw the parent category. I'm out of this shit. I'm going to go into like home goods and stuff because there's so many ways you can be creative. I love just designing cool home products, making your place fresh and nice. So I was kind of more into this niche. And so I started getting into it. And my first product that I rebranded on the home goods brand, I worked with a manufacturer. I bought $20,000 worth of that product. And what happened was I used Alibaba as a third-party trade assurance thing, contract, where they are like the third-party like regulator over the deal between you and the supplier. So I got the product. I get it from the supplier. I sell it. I sell it hot. This product's fire. Like I'm still selling to this day. It's awesome. And, but of course, Amazon sellers don't say their products because, you know, there's other people who could try to like come in. So word of advice, don't talk about your products too much to, you know, the public. But what happened was I sold out. So I'm like, all right, dope. I got to reorder like right away. And so I reach out to the manufacturer, the supplier, and they say, hey, how about this? Don't go through Alibaba this time. Go directly to us. Because if you do that, we save money on Alibaba causing fees for us by doing a trade assurance order. Right. And so now Alibaba wasn't the regulator. It was just me and this company. And I was like, all right, I already ordered 2000 units from them the first time. Like I can trust these guys. Little do you know, I make another order for, I think it was like a $20,000 or $30,000 order. And I pay for it and I'm waiting for the, them to start replying back with like progress of the product. And what do you know? They delete their Alibaba account. They ditched me on WeChat or WhatsApp, however I was talking to them at the time. And they just appeared off the face of this earth. And I freaked out because I'm like, oh my God, I like, this is like, what the heck just happened? Like, this is horrible. I like literally went to FBI.com and I filed an FBI investigation and all this shit. And it was horrible, man. Like I was trying to just get my money back. Like it was bad. And so the problem was I used Wells Fargo like a wire transfer and you can't get money back no matter what when you try to do that. And so I was screwed. I lost around $10,000 with that one right there. Wow. And yeah, man. And this is when I was trying to like, I was fired up. I was doing well. And that hit me. So I got super just like, damn, man. Like after that first product and now this is happening, like, damn, I just lost so much money on this. And so I didn't give up again. I was like, all right, first problem was a product problem. This problem is a manufacturer problem. Now I learned both things on how to deal with both things. Now I'm going to come in third time's a charm, coming in hot. I'm going to be super picky with the supplier, super picky with product. I did the same product, but now I'd be just with a new supplier. And since then I've been selling consistently for, since October, 2019. And where I think I have like $500,000-$600,000 in sales, not word, just me. And that's, you know, around 30% margin. So it's pretty solid, man. And that's for me just chilling. Like I don't work too hard on it. Just making sure you grow the company. But yeah, man, it was a roller coaster ride, dude. It was, I definitely hit some lows in my business, but no matter what, I always told myself, like, this is just a learning experience, man. Like the failure is what it takes. Like anyone who says they've done these Amazon businesses and did not fail at all, no hiccups, total bullshit, total bullshit. They've had something wrong. And I'm just so glad that happened, man, because I'm so much stronger because of it.
Bro, this is so much value right now. Like whether somebody, and I hope they do, like messages you, because I think having your guidance and your story and seeing the ways you have fumbled but come back, right, yeah, is going to be so incredibly valuable for someone in life. I mean, that's what it always is, right? Like yeah, in sports and business, you're going to fail. You're going to have mistakes. And if you don't, like you said, either A, you're BSing, or B, you're not pushing it enough, right? And I love it. I kind of wanted to end on this. You told me, and this is just resonated for me and anybody who's listening, about that YouTuber who goes around and will show off like all the false claims that some of these like Amazon or businesses are making. And it's so true. Like, and that's what I love about Rama is everybody. I'm only going to bring on people that I know, like, and trust. So hit him up because he will tell you what he actually makes. He will share his mistakes. He's not going to come in here floating like, it's all butterflies. You'll make 75K a month. Like, he's going to be real. He's going to be really real. And yeah, that's what I love. What was that YouTube guy who just calls everyone out?
There's a YouTuber called CoffeeZilla. And his main premise of his channel is to look for other YouTubers who are just scamming people with bullshit claims about how their fucking company can make the money. And he does it very well made, like elaborate, like shows examples of like their pitches. Dude, it's solid. CoffeeZilla, like there's no safe haven anymore for people trying to scam people. You're going to get called out. So if you guys want to check him out, subscribe to that guy's channel. I don't even know the guy, but I love his channel. Check it out.
No, I think it's great, bro. That's just great principles and morals, because right now we're so tech. We have all these opportunities. Don't stray away from who you are. Stay grounded, stay disciplined, and don't come out floating more than there is, because people like that are out there. It will get exposed eventually, and you only have one reputation, right?
What is that quote? I keep reading it. It's like, it takes you a lifetime to build up a business, or like 5 minutes to ruin your reputation.
Yeah.
And if you ruin your reputation, you're screwed. Like you're fucked. I think that quote is very, you know, very necessary, very, you know, very important.
Especially for this business, man. And I want people to go and follow you. So is Journeyman Ram the best one?
Yeah. Journeyman _ Ram. That's my Instagram account and also my YouTube channel. I just started it. So my goal is to just provide content on like Amazon and stuff, tips, hacks. I'm going to start producing videos on YouTube of like kind of how I do stuff. And then also I want people to realize Amazon, we talked about it the whole time, but all it really is a tool and an outlet for you to be able to have the life you want and to be able to have the time to do things you want. So for me, traveling is the most important thing for me, and having time to enjoy with my loved ones, friends, and mostly like traveling. I love traveling. And yeah. So Amazon is just literally a tool to get you to what you want. So you don't have to love traveling. Like that page is for people who like want to learn Amazon, but also like seeing cool places I go to. And just are interested in that. But you could also start Amazon to like, I don't know, pay off debts or pay for schooling or pay for your family, whatever it may be. All it is a tool to get you to be able to live a lifestyle you want. Because honestly, it's money that is blocks people from having that. And so what Amazon does gives you the money to kind of live that lifestyle. So for me, it's traveling. Journeyman Ram. That's the account. That's the page. I'm building it up, man. I'm trying to get like you.
Oh my gosh. Guys, please go reach out to this man. He is such a good guy. And Ramas, truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for coming on today and just dropping so much value, sharing your story, sharing more about this potential business opportunity. I'm a big believer in you put out that energy and you just genuinely want to see other people succeed and maybe help their parents or change their financial situation. It's going to come all back to you, bro. God bless you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it, brother. I just want to build a community of like-minded people like you and me, just trying to help each other out. It doesn't matter if we don't do the same thing. It's the mindset of just like, we're all trying to crush it. Let's help each other out. And I think that's the most important thing, man. So I think what you're doing specifically, it's great. So keep it up.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you everyone for listening today. I know I have literally had my eyes glued to watching Ramez right now. I'll post this on YouTube. Please, please be a blessing for someone else and share this if you brought value. Go check out Ramez. Thank you for listening and supporting the Andrew Walsh podcast and for hanging out with Ramez and I today. I appreciate you. God bless. Thank you again, Ramez.
Thank you, Walsh. Everyone, take care. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You.
All right.